Welcome back inside Bank of the James Stadium. Once again, my name is Jason Prill. Excited to be bringing you Lynchburg Hillcats baseball, not just today, but every day, as the Hillcats at 24-19, a full game out of first place after Carolina won earlier this afternoon. We'll take on Columbia, who sits at 13-31 at the bottom of the Carolina League South. This matchup should be a good one, though, as it is a rematch of what we saw on Tuesday night with Will Dion taking the mound for the Hillcats up against left-handed pitcher Frank Mazzucato. These two went toe-to-toe with Dion getting the better of the matchup as he would go five no-hit innings. Mazzucato could not even get out of the first. So it'll be a bounce-back game for him. We'll talk about that throughout tonight's broadcast. As the Hillcats last night, though, came back after being down 2-1 and tied it in the bottom of the seventh on a throwing error by the shortstop that allowed Luis Durango, who had singled earlier in that inning, to scamper home from third. So what should have been out number three ended up resulting in a tie game, and from then on out, it was a pitcher's duel all the way through, including some impressive outings from Hugo Villalobos, who struck out the side in the ninth and retired two more in the tenth via the K. And then Tyler Thornton, who had his best outing as a Hillcat, set down the order 1-2-3 in the 11th and leaving a runner stranded on third. It was a fun and exciting ball game the whole game last night, and the Hillcats walked it off on the first pitch that Victor Planchart saw in the bottom of the 11th to lead off the inning. And from there, the party was on in the city of Lynchburg. But for right now, let's toss it down to Andre Vial to meet tonight's lineup for the Hillcats, their defensive positioning, and the national anthem.
Right field number 22, Isaiah Green. In center field number 17, Luis Durango. In left field number 34, Jorge Burgos. At first base number 33, Wilfried Peralta. At second base number 1, Jake Fox. At shortstop number 2, Zion Frias. At third base number 10, Jordy Valdez. Your catcher is number 6, Victor Blanchard. The designated is number 13, Richard Pye. And your starting pitcher is number 47, Will Dion. Fans, at this time, we ask that you please rise and remove your caps as we honor America with the singing of our national anthem. Join us tonight. Please welcome Cordos.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. O'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets regular, the bombs bursting in air gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, saints as that star-spangled banner yet wave. O'er the land and of the free, and the home of the brave.
Kordas!
Welcome back inside Bank of the James Stadium. Once again, my name is Jason Prill, as we are moments away from first pitch between the Hillcats and the Columbia Fireflies. On the mound today for the Lynchburg Hillcats will be number 47, Will Dion. It's a Dion day here in the Hill City. He's making his ninth start of the year. He's pitched just above 33 innings. He's 2-0 with a 1.62 ERA, leading the team in that category. 44 strikeouts and 7 walks on his docket. And his last outing was nothing short of incredible, as he went 5 innings on Tuesday night, allowing no hits, no runs, 9 strikeouts, and only 1 walk. So Will Dion, the 9th round pick last season by the Guardians organization, will look to replicate that success here tonight. He will face a lineup that looks a little bit like this. Leading off, the left fielder, Rivertown, batting second, the catcher, Omar Hernandez, batting third, the first baseman, Guillermo Quintana, batting cleanup, the designated hitter, Carter Jensen, batting fifth, the right fielder, Gary Camarillo, batting sixth, the center fielder, Eric Pena, batting seventh, the shortstop, Daniel Vasquez, batting eighth, the second baseman, Omar Florentino, and rounding out the starting nine for the Fireflies will be third baseman, Josh Rivera. Those will be the nine that will look to have better success against Will Dion than they did on Tuesday night when the Hillcats took the opening game of this series by an overwhelming margin of 9-1. As the Hillcats erupted for 7 runs in the first and 2 more in the fifth. Other than that, though, they were held relatively quiet throughout the ball game, and then the no-hitter was carried into the eighth inning. There were 2 away when Rivertown, who leads off to start this ball game, doubled to center field just past the diving glove of a Luis Durango stretch. First pitch from Will Dion, though, is fought off over towards second base. Fox ranges back, gives a little half-hearted leap to put it away for out number one, and we are underway in the city of Lynchburg. 4:03 first pitch here in the Hill City. Gorgeous weather in store for this afternoon, 83 degrees. Partly cloudy, but no rain in the forecast. The wind blowing slightly out to left center as Omar Hernandez steps into the box. He takes the ball outside to open up his at-bat. Hernandez, the right-handed hitting catcher, as we have a stoppage in play as the bullpen door was left open. And so Yuri Hervasio hustles down the line to shut that, make sure does not interfere with the field of play. Now the 1-0 from Dion. Just a bit high and outside, ball 2. Two balls, no strikes is Will Dion into the motion. One grounded right back to him, goes underneath his glove with a broken bat. Frias tries to barehand it but can't glove it, and Omar Hernandez will be in there with an infield single as that bat shattered right at the handle. Tough play for Will Dion as he had to try and dodge the bat as well as the ball. Just couldn't get his glove down in time. That'll bring up Guillermo Quintana, who's been excellent at first base this past series. Yesterday he was 2-for-5, including the last strikeout, though, of the ball game for Columbia. He takes a pitch right on the edge for a called strike. Hernandez over at first. And a pickoff move goes over there, and he was off on first movement, and Peralta couldn't get rid of it out of his glove. And Keen Hernandez will take second without issue. As Peralta maybe got confused as to who to throw the ball down to, as both Fox and Frias were in the area, which allowed Hernandez to just kind of coast in. So Quintana now will have a runner on second after the failed pickoff attempt. The 0-1 is outside, 1-1. Dion, with a long look in, works out of the stretch. Fires the 1-1, and it's fouled away. 1-2, 79 miles an hour on the breaking ball. Dion works fastball, curveball, changeup, slider. 5'10", left-hander from Sulphur, Louisiana. Last time Dion started against these Fireflies, Columbia didn't have a base runner until the third inning. Now he has a runner on second, as we have an automatic ball being applied to Dion as the pitch clock had run out. So now the count is 2-2. So that misplay by the infield, a little bit in his head. This one down low, and the count runs full. Runner on second, one away. Payoff pitch from Will Dion. Outside, ball four, and he lost him. So Quintana will be the second base runner of the inning as Will Dion trying to settle in here early on. Going to bring up Carter Jensen, the designated hitter here this evening. Dion comes set, checks second, now fires. In there for a called strike, 86 miles an hour. Fireflies threatening here in the top half of the first inning. As the 0-1 doesn't get the call in the outside corner, looked like the slider, 1-1. Infield in double play depth, trying to get out of this jam. 1-1. Just misses on the outside edge again. Two balls and one strike. These umpires have had a rough go of it between these two ball clubs, hearing it a lot from both sides of their inconsistent strike zone. 2-1. Swung right through it, and the count is even at two apiece. We saw last night, Craig Massoni, the hitting coach for the Hillcats, he was ejected in the bottom half of the seventh after a pitch to Milan Tolentino was called a strike as Carter Jensen goes down looking right on the corner. That'll be out number two. First strikeout for Will Dion. Massoni was livid as both him and Tolentino thought the pitch was low and away. Massoni was tossed without hesitation. When asked what he said, I just let him know that I appreciated him and that we wouldn't be here without him. As this pitch swung on and missed. 0-1. So Craig Massoni back in the dugout here this afternoon. The 0-1. Good breaking ball. The curveball got him swinging. 0-2. Two on, two away. The two-strike pitch upcoming from Will Dion as he shakes off the sign from Victor Plantschart behind the dish. Now he fires. Outside corner, got him looking. So back-to-back backwards K's for Will Dion, and he gets out of the jam in the first. We head to the bottom half of the inning. Lynchburg and Columbia scoreless. Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you. Celebrate your birthday at the ballpark this summer and enjoy a happy birthday message on the video board, an autographed baseball, a visit from Southpaw, and more. To learn more and book your party, go to Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Birthdays at the ballpark are proudly presented by Blanchett and Bates Family Orthodontics.
The 2022 Lynchburg Hillcats live here. Now back to Bank of the James Stadium.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium as the Hillcats get out of the first inning unscathed despite allowing two base runners, as Frank Mazzucato will now step on the mound for Columbia. On the season, he is 0-1 in two starts, a 13.5 ERA. As he had a rough outing the other night, only going a third of an inning, giving up three hits, five runs, all of them were earned. No strikeouts and two walks in his first career loss. He will face a lineup of Valdez, Frias, Fox, Burgos, Green, Planchart, and Paz, Peralta, and Durango. Those will be the nine to go up against the young left-hander. He fires as Valdez grounds it right in front of the mound. Mazzucato picks it up and fires on to first for the easy out. So Valdez coming out swinging on the first pitch, trying to catch Mazzucato, pounding the strike zone early on. But it's out number one. Both teams swinging at the first pitch of the ballgame. That'll bring up Dion Frias. He touched home for the game-winning RBI in the bottom half of the 11th. As he watches a pitch outside for ball one. Mazzucato only making his third appearance of the season, as he is new to the professional level. 1-0. Up high, ball two. His first outing significantly better than his second. He went three innings, only giving up one hit, three strikeouts, and three walks. Catches the outside corner with this one. Two balls, one strike. He works four-seam changeup curveball. As the four-seamer there fouled away, and the count is even at two apiece. Mazzucato went through four hitters in his last outing before recording an out. Rios grounds it foul down the third baseline. He stays alive. Already through one hitter, he's got that first out in the books. The 2-2. Just a bit inside off the plate. Three balls and two strikes. Rios left the bases loaded in the bottom of the 10th. Yesterday, as he grounds it over toward third, loved by Rivera, fire on to first to Quintana, where Frias is retired for out number two. That'll bring up Jake Fox. Fox is batting .241 with a home run and 18 RBIs. He stands in from the left-hand side for the lefty-lefty matchup. He takes a called strike over the heart of the plate. Mazzucato pumped in a fastball at 91 miles an hour. The 0-1. Big breaking ball got Fox. 0-2. Two-strike pitch. Another curveball, and Fox goes down swinging for Mazzucato's first strikeout of the night. The Hillcats go 1-2-3, a better start for Mazzucato, as the inning is over. We head to the second, still scoreless here in Lynchburg. Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. To check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destination by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Hola fanático, mi nombre es Elvis Jerez y estás escuchando al Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium. Once again, Hillcats and Firefly scoreless after one. So Mazzucato having a much better first inning than he did on Tuesday night. Will Dion back on the mound to start the second. He had a no-hitter going through five before he was pulled. But tonight he gave up a single on the second batter of the game. A little dribbler right past the mound that got underneath his glove on a broken bat. But he got out of trouble as he had two on and only one away. But struck out the next two batters. That'll bring up Eric Pena. Big curveball had him out in front. No balls and a strike. Pena had the home run in the fourth inning that gave the Fireflies the 2-1 lead, which would hold up until the bottom half of the seventh. The 0-1. Pena chops it out in front, but it hits his side. That's strike two. Pena has two home runs on the series so far. As he had one the other night as well. This one up high. And it's 1-2. The 1-2. Swung on and missed on a high fastball, and Pena will have to take a seat here for out number one. Third strikeout for Will Dion. That'll bring up Daniel Vasquez. Vasquez has had a rather rough week at the dish. As he swings right through a curveball. 0-1. His only base hit came yesterday in the second inning. There's the 0-1. Right at the knees for a called strike, 0-2. No balls, two strikes as Dion goes back into the motion. Vasquez able to foul it away and stay alive. Wind blowing out toward left field as the blue skies coating the Blue Ridge Mountains out in the distance. The 0-2. Inside ball one. Gorgeous day for baseball here in Lynchburg. As Dion shakes off a sign. And now into the motion. Curveball. Adam chopping at it. And he chops it over towards second. Fox over to Peralta at first. For out number two. That'll bring up Omar Florentino. Florentino. Struggled at the dish this season, batting 0-80. He watches one in the dirt for ball one. Deion shakes off three signs, now four, now fires. As breaking ball swung on and missed, one and one. Back into the motion again, two away. Catching the outside corner with the changeup, one ball and two strikes. So Deion, a strike away from getting out of the second. Has nobody on and two away. Swung on and missed, and Will Deion screams as he walks off the mound. As he was amped up for that one, pumped it right by him for out number three. We head to the bottom half of the second. Hillcats and Fireflies tied at zero. Hey there, Hillcats fans. The Guardians' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Hillcats on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Hillcats at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today. Catch all the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats mini plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcats ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats mini plans.
Hey fans, this is right-handed pitcher Reed Johnson, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium. Once again, my name is Jason Prill. Scoreless ball game between the Hillcats and Fireflies here. Lynchburg has already guaranteed themselves a series split. If they win this, they will walk away with a series victory. Columbia hoping to split everything. As we have a pause in our warm-ups as one of the on-field games, the kid started walking behind the catcher in his little sack that he was hopping around in. And so the umpires had to put a stop to that as quickly as possible before anything dangerous occurred. But everything's all good, and we're about to get underway here in the second inning. Jorge Burgos, Isaiah Green, and Victor Planchart due up for Lynchburg. Hillcats will welcome in the first place Carolina Mudcats starting on Tuesday in a battle for first place. Burgos takes outside, ball one. They did win the series against Carolina earlier this season, 4-2. As Burgos swings right through a fastball, 1-1. Both of these teams do look differently, maybe not as far as player-wise is concerned. 1-1. Outside, ball two. But a different energy, different focus, different challenges, different injuries. Two balls and one strike. In the dirt, good pick by Hernandez. 3-1. So this series coming up should be a fun one here inside Bank of the James Stadium as midseason creeping closer. Burgos watches this one miss the outside corner, and he works a leadoff walk. That'll bring up Isaiah Green. Green batting 242. With a pair of home runs and 14 RBIs. He's got a runner on first with nobody away. Mazzucato with his first walk of the afternoon. Throws this one low and outside for ball one. So I'd assume Green would be taking here until Mazzucato can throw a strike as we get our first look at John Habian, who's made several trips to the mound this season. This series, as he's been a regular face. We have not seen Hillcats pitching coach Kevin Arminio at all, as the only mid-inning pitching change that was made was in the first inning of Reed Johnston's start, as Omir Santos visited the mound himself and made the move. That'll bring up Isaiah Green, as the at-bat will continue as Habian takes a seat. This pitch outside, ball two, and if you're Green, just keep making him throw until he throws you a strike. The 2-0. Misses low as Hernandez held it there for a while. Three balls and no strikes. This was the problem that Mazzucato ran into in the first game, is pitching out of the stretch really seemed to alter his delivery. Ball four, and he's walked the first two batters of the inning. There is an arm standing in the Fireflies bullpen. He's not throwing, but he is loosening up that right arm. As Victor Planchart, last night's hero, will step to the dish. Planchart lined a single into right field to walk off the ball game, as he now stands in with runners on first and second and nobody away in the second inning. He watches the first pitch inside for ball one. And now some words being said from the Fireflies dugout as the umpire gives a look. And the 1-0. Urgos takes a lead at second. Finally finding the strike zone there, ending the six-pitch drought. And it's 1-1. Planchart said his strategy last night was C-ball, hit ball. He does that here again as he lines it into right field. And the runner will have to hold at third as a strong throw from Camarillo would have made it tough for Burgos to come around and score. So the bases are loaded with nobody out as Richard Paz will step into the box. Fireflies will keep the infield pulled back in double play depth as they will trade two outs for one in terms of runs. But Paz trying to make sure put up more than just one run this inning. The pitch fouled away as Paz took a healthy cut. Now there's some arms getting loose in the bullpen, the 0-1. In the dirt and outside, Hernandez did a good job to slide over and block that. Leave that Shane Connolly warming up in the bullpen. Getting loose. As the bases are loaded with nobody away here in the second. Long inning after the 1-2-3 inning in the first for Mazzucato. 1-1. Rounded over toward first, but foul as Daniel Robertson roams over and bare hands it. And then threw it to a fan in the front row, who slapped it back into the field of play. That'll probably be the last time he has a ball thrown at him. The 1-2. In the dirt. Good job by Hernandez again to keep it in front. Two balls and two strikes. Mazzucato trying to think about number one here. As the bases are loaded, Burgos at third, Green at second, Planchard at first. 2-2 to Paz. Up high, and the count runs full. So there's nowhere to put him, and so Paz should expect a strike. Payoff pitch upcoming. As it's grounded right back to the mound, off the glove of Mazzucato, he throws home. Not in time! Burgos slides in just ahead of the tag. as that'll draw out Tony Pena Jr., who wants to talk to the home plate umpire. And the trainer out to check on Mazzucato as it was hit right directly at his shin. And it was close to either being swatted down by the glove or hitting him in the calf. I thought it hit his glove. He says he's okay. And not even going to take a warm-up pitch to make sure. So I believe it did hit his glove. That'll be an infield single for Richard Potts. As one run is in, base is still loaded, nobody away. Wilfried Peralta at the dish. 1-0 lead for the Hillcats. He takes inside, ball one. Mazzucato having to work here this inning. Already up to 30 pitches. The 1-0. Grounded right over towards short. Scooped by Vasquez to flip on to first for the double play in time. So two away now, but a run will score as Isaiah Green coasted home from third. Blanchard would move over toward third himself. So two away now. And the Hillcats have a two-run lead. That'll bring up Luis Durango. Mazzucato trying to get out of this without allowing Blanchard to score from third. Durango has to lean back as the fastball up and in for ball one. The pitch. Fouled away, one ball and one strike. Durango has struggled at the dish this season, batting 190. The lowest of the Hillcats, but he's been in the lineup almost every day due to his speed and defensive ability. The 1-1. Fouled right off the umpire. And it's one ball and two strikes. So Durango will have to try to protect here to keep this inning alive and score Blanchard from third. Mazzucato comes set, the left-hander fires. Swung on and missed on a breaking ball, and Durango goes down on strikes. But the Hillcats pick up two, even though they leave a runner stranded at third. They now lead 2-0. We head to the third right after this. If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the four Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today.
Become a member of Southpaw's Free Kids Club today and receive free access to select Hillcats home games, special member-only events, and lots of other fun benefits. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more. Southpaw's Free Kids Club is proudly presented by Lynchburg Dental Center.
Hey fans, this is right-hand pitcher Jake Miller, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium as the Hillcats cling to a 2-0 lead here early on. Josh Rivera, Rivertown, and Omar Hernandez, the three due up to face Will Dion. As Dion went 1-2-3 through the second inning, picking up two more strikeouts, bringing his game total to four. He sits second on the Hillcats in strikeouts at 44, 13 behind Rodney Boone, who picked up seven more last night. His first pitch to Rivera. Catches the outside corner for a called strike. The 0-1. Rivera offered at it with a bunt. as that pitch was outside. But it's strike two. No balls, two strikes. Here in the leadoff batter of the third. Dion into the motion. He tries to pump a fastball in there, but it's fouled away. Rivera not in the lineup much this series. Waits the 0-2. Up high, 1-2. He played two nights ago in the rain-shortened ball game. He went 1-for-3, including a bunt single in the seventh before the inning ended. 1-2. Just a bit high, 2-2. Those bunt singles in that inning drew some complaints from the Hillcats as Jake Fox got in the face of Tony Pena Jr. Breaking ball in the dirt, 3 balls and 2 strikes. As the tarp was being pulled, it was getting heated. There's already one benches clearing incident in this series. Payoff pitch. Misses outside for ball four. And Dion has walked his second batter of the night. So we'll see here in the final game of the series whether the tensions continue to rise or whether last night had mellowed them out. There's really no issues yesterday other than with the umpires. Maybe those disdains have shifted toward the boys in blue. First pitch to Rivertown. Outside, ball one. Town came out swinging on the first pitch and popped it out to second. The 1-0. Runner goes. Pitch is swung on in the dirt. The throw down. In time! Josh Rivera cannot believe it. Puts his hands on his helmet as the umpire pumped him out. Good throw from Victor Planchard and a better tag by Dion Frias. There's one away. Planchard is the best catcher on the Hillcats staff at throwing out base runners. The 1-1 lined into right field as it's hooking toward the corner and lands about 3 inches to the right of the line for a foul ball. That one had extra bases written all over it if it had stayed fair. But Town just a little bit out in front on the 75-mile-per-hour breaking ball. And he'll take that long walk back to the dish. The 1-2. Grounded over toward first. Peralta ranges over, calls off the pitcher, and takes it himself for out number two. That'll bring up Omar Hernandez. He singled on a little dribbler right past the mound on a broken bat. And he would steal second on a wild pickoff play. First pitch to him is outside, ball one. Dion had it read perfectly and stepped off the mound and threw to first, but Peralta couldn't get it out of his glove and didn't know where to throw it as two guys had converged on second. The 1-0 swung on and missed in the dirt, 1-1. And so Peralta just kind of had to eat it. And Hernandez would be left stranded. 1-1. Right at the knees, but a little low, 2 balls, 1 strike. Dion with two away here, looking to pick up another strikeout, 2-1. Lined into left field, this one giving a bit of a jolt. It's hooking, foul just into the bullpen. Not much space down that left field line once you hit that Hillcats bullpen. They did some renovations here this season. The right field line has more room as they had more area to build the bullpen. The Hillcats bullpen jolts out into left field. 2-2. Fouled away. He stays alive. That bullpen down there gives no room for error. So if it's hit into that corner and it lands in that corner, there is a high probability that it's a fair ball. Even if it does land foul, it might hit the chalk. The 2-2. Popped up just off the infield. Jake Fox fighting the sun, ranges over and puts it away for out number three. So the walk to lead off the inning does not hurt Dion as he gets out of it 1-2-3 style. And we head to the bottom half of the third. Hillcats leading 2-0. We'll be right back after this.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With two Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and Skybox suite rentals, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com today.
From Bank of the James Stadium, you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium. Once again, my name is Jason Prill. Hillcats leading 2-0 here as we start the bottom of the third inning. Frank Mazzucato back out there after a difficult second inning where he loaded up the bases. But then a double play and a strikeout later, he was able to get out of it, only allowing two runs. Top of the order due up, Yordiz Valdez, Dion Frias, and Jake Fox. Be the three stepping in. Wind continues to pull out toward left field. The first pitch to Valdez is right at the top corner of the zone for strike one. Mazzucato back into the motion. Fires this one low. Count is even at one. Game originally had a start time of 2:00. As Valdez right back to the mound, a good snag by Mazzucato. He flips on to first for out number one. It's the second 1-3 put out to Yordiz Valdez. This was a 2:00 start time, but due to two commencements taking place right next door as EC Glass and Heritage High School, both hosting their graduation ceremonies, as the first pitch to Frias is up high, ball one, at City Stadium. Parking was going to be a nightmare. 1-0. Inside, 2-0. And so the league had agreed to push this game back to 4 so we could clear out the parking lot. 2-0. Just a bit high, 3 balls, no strikes. When I got here, several hours before first pitch, there was not a parking spot to be had. 3-0. Down low, ball four, and Frias had no intention of swinging at that one as he was standing straight up with the bat rested on his shoulders. So he takes first. Even the team buses for the Fireflies had to drop the players off in a new location as there's just no room for them to pull in near their locker room. So they had to drop them off near the right field corner as Fox takes a strike, and then they walked across the field from the bullpen to get to their locker room. No balls and one strike. Pickoff moved to first. Rios back safely. But parking lot was cleared, and the fans have gotten here, and it's a nice crowd on a Sunday afternoon. The 0-1, up high, 1-1. These past 2 days have been borderline perfect weather-wise. High 70s, low 80s. 1-1. Down and away, 2 balls and a strike. Last night, the largest crowd of the season apart from opening day, as over 2,000 people packed Bank of the James Stadium to watch the walk-off. 2-1. Swung right through it, and the count is even at 2 apiece. Fox would like some more grip for his bat as his hand slipped off. But we're hoping that'll be the norm this coming week. 2 fireworks shows on the 3rd and 4th, Friday night and Saturday night. So get your tickets now at lynchburg-hillcats.com as we're trying to pack the Bank of the James Stadium for this big series with Carolina. The 2-2 runner goes as Fox fouls it off. Frias dives into second, not realizing that that ball was way out of play. As Juan Acevedo ranged over in the bullpen to pretend to make a play on it, as he has the dugout laughing. 2-2 again. Frias holds this time as Fox takes inside and the count runs full. Mazzucato closing in on 50 pitches. Frias at first. Payoff pitch. Runner goes on first movement. The throw over to second. Frias tries to slide around the tag. Vasquez places it on his shoulder as he slides by for out number 2. That's the danger of trying to run on first movement. Get picked off sometimes. The payoff pitch on the inside corner. And they'll say it hit his elbow. And so Fox will take his base with 2 away. Fox has been hit by a pitch several times already this season. He leads the team with 4 coming into today. So that was his 5th time being hit by a pitch on the season. Throw over to first, as Fox was only about 2 steps off. But Jake Fox really tries to get in the head of every pitcher he's faced, as Burgos slaps it over toward first, as Quintana charges it and will step on the bag for out number 3. That'll end the 3rd inning, as the Hillcats still lead 2-0. We go to the 4th here in Lynchburg. More baseball on the way right after this.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit commonwealthgames.org.
Celebrate your birthday at the ballpark this summer and enjoy a happy birthday message on the video board, an autographed baseball, a visit from Southpaw, and much more. Learn more and book your party at lynchburg-hillcats.com. Birthdays at the ballpark are proudly presented by Blanchett and Bates Family Orthodontics.
From Bank of the James Stadium, you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium, Hillcats leading 2-0. Once again, my name is Jason Prill, bringing you Hillcats action all season long. If you're tuning in, tweet at us at LYN Hillcats on Twitter. You can follow us there. And at Instagram, at the same username. Or like us on Facebook, Lynchburg Hillcats. But we love to hear from our supporters and our fans, whether you are a Fireflies fan or a Hillcats fan. We love to hear from you. As Guillermo Quintana will lead off the 4th inning against Will Dion. first pitch to him. Catches the inside edge for a called strike. Quintana worked a walk back in the first inning. Swung right through the breaking ball. The ball's two strikes. Dion back into the motion. He fires. Up and away, ball one. Dion has gained some notoriety for that Clayton Kershaw delivery with that extra hitch before he plants his foot. 1-2. Swung on and missed. And Quintana goes down swinging for out number one. An excellent article written in the LA Times on Will Dion after his motion went viral after his first career start. Or not first career start, first start of the season, that is. Carter Jensen into the box now. Takes a breaking ball up high for ball one. So if you haven't checked out that article, be sure to do so. The LA Times, the 1-0. But outside, 2-0. He said in it that he never actually looked at Kershaw's delivery before switching up his motion. The 2-0. Grounded over toward first. Peralta, an in-between hop, will take it himself to the bag. Route number two. As Gary Camarillo will step in now. But now that he has been compared to Clayton Kershaw when it was first noticed in college, he tries to watch every one of his starts. Swung on and missed as Dion collapsed to the dirt after throwing that one. Lost his balance on the plant. But Kershaw made a joke at the end of the article saying that Dion probably is a little bit better out of the stretch than he is, the 0-1. Swung right through it again. No balls and two strikes, and Dion trying to make quick work of the Fireflies here in the fourth. Nobody on, two away here in the fourth. Time is called as Dion was into the motion. Two-strike pitch. Swung right through it yet again. And Will Dion is having himself a week. He's putting himself in the conversation for Carolina Pitcher of the Week, Carolina League, that is, as that is his sixth strikeout of the ball game, 15th of the week. We'll be back with the bottom half of the fourth inning right after this.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
Become a Hillcat season ticket member and never miss out on the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Hey fans, this is right-handed pitcher Trenton Denholm, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium. Once again, my name is Jason Prill. As the Hillcats have a 2-0 lead here. Two runs, two hits, no errors for the Hillcats. No runs, one hit, no errors for the Fireflies. Offense has been at a premium this series. Other than the two big innings from the Hillcats, there has not been much scoring. Fireflies are batting 148 this series. Hillcats not much better. As Isaiah Green will lead off the fourth inning. He walked and came around to score in the second. Uh, on the single from Richard Paz. Up and in. And it's ball one, and Green stares down Mazzucato as he steps out of the bag, out of the box. The 1-0. Outside, 2-0. And Green got walked on four pitches, I believe. So he wants to take a cut. 2-0. Still can't find the zone, and Green doesn't even step out of the box as he continues to stare down Mazzucato. Wonder if he'll have the green light here. He does not, as he takes a strike down the heart of the plate. 3 balls and 1 strike. Good hitter's count here to lead off the inning. The 3-1. Catches the bottom of the zone, and the count runs full. Now Green will have to protect. Payoff pitch. Got him looking. As Green took 3 straight balls to open up the at-bat, and then 3 straight strikes later, and he's down looking. That'll bring up Victor Planchard, who singled home a run back in the second inning. Comes out swinging again and fouls it back for strike one. Oz's average up to 324. The 0-1, breaking ball misses inside. 1-1. He takes low, 2 balls and a strike. Planchard has rotated now between first base and catching the 2-1. As he pops it up behind the dish, and that'll find the seats. 2-2. But he took over for the injured Will Bartlett in Salem at first base. He did an excellent job as he lined this one into left field. That'll drop for a base hit. Rivertown ranges over and cuts it off, so Planchard will have to hold it first with his second single of the afternoon. So the Hillcats have a runner aboard with one away, as Richard Paz will now step to the box. And now backpedals way back toward the dugout as Tony Pena Jr. has seen enough. Only the third hit allowed from Frank Mazzucato. He makes the walk out to the mound and gives him the pat. Mazzucato will dap up his teammates as he leaves the field. And we'll meet the new pitcher coming up after this quick timeout. Don't go anywhere. More Hillcats baseball coming up after this. Celebrate your birthday at the ballpark this summer and enjoy a happy birthday message on the video board, an autographed baseball, a visit from Southpaw, and more. To learn more and book your party, go to Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Birthdays at the ballpark are proudly presented by Blanchett and Bates Family Orthodontics.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Hey fans, this is right-handed pitcher David Sharp, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium, where Frank Mazzucato's day is done. He goes just over 3 innings. And allowing 2 runs on 3 hits, 3 walks, and a strikeout. That'll bring on a new pitcher for the Fireflies, number 33, Jack Aldrich. From Oak Park, California. Aldrich has not pitched since May 21st against Myrtle Beach when he went two innings, giving up two hits, no runs, and three strikeouts. He's 1-0 with a 4.11 ERA. No saves, no holds. The 5'11 left-hander uses a fastball, changeup, slider, and curveball. He'll look to try and hold the Hillcats at two runs here, as Mazzucato, if the score were to hold, would be in line for the loss. As Will Dion on the other side has been pitching a gem for the second time this series. As Richard Paz will step into the box with a runner on first and one away. And the bottom half of the fourth inning. Paz comes out swinging, grounds it over towards second. Gloved by Florentino to retire Paz. As Planchart will advance to second as ball was hit too softly for a double play. So Paz does his job of moving the runner into scoring position. That'll bring up Wilfried Peralta, who grounded into a double play back in the second that kind of halted the momentum of the Hillcats. Has an opportunity to drive home a run with the base hit. First pitch to Peralta. Catches the inside corner for a called strike. 90 miles an hour on the radar from Aldrich. The 0-1, driven down to left field, but foul as he put his barrel on that one, but was out in front of the breaking ball. He's down the count 0-2. Planchart at second with two away. The 0-2 pitch from Aldrich. Slider got him looking, and Peralta goes down with the bat on his shoulders. And we head to the fifth. Hillcats leading 2-0. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more baseball after this timeout.
Stay close to the center of it all at La Quinta Lynchburg. Conveniently located near Routes 29, 460, and 501, La Quinta provides easy access to all that Lynchburg has to offer. La Quinta offers complimentary breakfast and Wi-Fi, a seasonal outdoor pool, and a fitness center. The hotel also offers meeting rooms and a business room, making it the perfect location for work and relaxation. Wake up on the bright side at La Quinta Lynchburg.
Catch all of the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats mini plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcat ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats mini plans.
Hey fans, this is right-handed pitcher David Sharp, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium as Will Dion back out to start the fifth inning. He went 5-full in his last start on Tuesday. Hoping to match that again here this evening, as last outing was 5 innings of no-hit baseball. Today he's gone 4 innings of one-hit baseball. But he has set the side down in order each of the last 3 innings. Other than 2 base runners in the first, that's been all that the Fireflies have been able to muster off of the young left-hander. Eric Pena now steps in. That's from the left-hand side, the lefty-lefty matchup. It starts with a breaking ball in the dirt for ball one. Pena struck out back in the second. The 1-0. Just a bit outside. 2 balls and no strikes. Into the motion again, as Pena was expecting the fastball, but Dion pulled the string. Now it's 2-1. Into the motion again. He swung through another breaking ball, two balls and two strikes. So Dion has worked himself back into this at-bat, the 2-2. Popped foul and out of play. And Pena stays alive. Dion at 60 pitches now. The 2-2. Curveball. They say he went around on the check swing, and so Pena retired for out number one. A nasty breaking ball from Will Dion had Pena wanting to offer at it, but then tried to pull back in time, but the home plate umpire says, no, sir. That'll bring up Daniel Vasquez. He takes a strike on the outside corner. The 0-1 now. Down low, ball one. One ball, one strike with one away here in the fifth. Grounded right back to the mound. Dion gloves this one. Trots over toward first, and now an underhanded flip to Peralta. Round number two. That'll bring up Omar Florentino with two away in the fifth. Last night, Rodney Boone went seven strong, setting the season high mark for innings pitch for a Hillcats pitcher, as Florentino drives this one into deep center. Drifting back is Durango onto the warning track, puts it away for out number three. So another 1-2-3 inning for Will Dion, and the inning is over. He looks excellent here this evening as we head to the bottom half of the fifth. Hillcats leading 2-0. Durango, Valdez, and Frias due up. Bank of the James has been serving communities across Virginia since 1999. The Bank of the James offers solutions for personal banking, business banking, mortgages, and loans. If you're looking for a bank that prioritizes you and your money first, stop in and visit one of our many Lynchburg area locations or visit us online at www.bankofthejames.bank. Bank of the James, making a difference in banking and our community since 1999. Become a member of Southpaw's Free Kids Club today and receive access to select Hillcats home games, special member-only events, and lots of other fun benefits. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more. Southpaw's Free Kids Club is proudly presented by Lynchburg Dental Center.
Hey fans, this is Zach Pettway, right-handed pitcher, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium where the Hillcats currently trail 2-0. Pardon me, they lead 2-0. I've been used to them trying to play catch-up last couple games as Lynchburg leading 2-0 over the Columbia Fireflies as the Hillcats try to remain a half a game out of first place with the first place team coming to town on Tuesday. Jack Aldridge back out here for the fifth after getting the final two outs of the fourth inning. Piggybacking off of Frank Mazzucato. Going to bring up Luis Durango. Durango struck out in the second to end the inning with a runner stranded on third. Third baseman pulled in on the grass as Durango takes outside ball one. Ringo's average down to 189, 1-0. Outside again, two balls and no strikes. Well, that average might not be super impressive. He does work the walk as he grounds this one over towards second. Flipped over from Florentino to Quintana for out number one. I was saying that Durango works a walk as he does have 18 walks on the season for an OBP of 308. That'll bring up Yordis Valdez. Valdez 0 for 2. takes a strike to open up this at-bat. Both at-bats, he's grounded out to the pitcher. Don't see that every day. The 0-1. Big cut. His helmet fell down over his face. No balls and two strikes. Valdez back into the box. Ready for another challenge. A two-strike pitch from Aldrich. Fastball down and in. 1-2. The pitch. Inside corner. For ball two. Aldrich. Left-hander. Shakes off a couple signs. Now fires. Foul tipped right in front of home plate, and the count will remain at 2-2. Valdez, his average has dropped this series, has been a little inconsistent and cold from the plate, to 2-2. Up and away, and the count runs full. Now the pitch from Aldrich. Swung right through it for out number two. So he's 0 for 3 on the day. In his last five games, Valdez has batted 136 since coming home from Salem. As Dion Frias will step into the box now with two away. He swings at the first pitch and lines this one into right center field. Ranging over is Pena, who puts it away for out number three, and the inning is over. We head to the sixth. The Hillcats leading 2-0. We'll be right back after this timeout. Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and skybox suite rentals, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com today.
Catch all the action all season long at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Now back to the field. Here's Jason Prill.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium. 2-0 lead for the Hillcats. As Will Dion's day is done, he goes five innings, allowing one hit, no runs, two walks, and seven strikeouts, bringing his week-long total to 16, putting himself well into the conversation for Carolina League Pitcher of the Week. Already one pitcher on the staff winning that award, Rodney Boone, after the series against Down East when he went six innings of one-hit baseball, so you'd have to assume that Dion would be strongly in that conversation. On to the mound now, number 36, Renny Artiles. He's making his seventh appearance in 17-plus innings. He's 1-2 with a 5.71 ERA, 14 strikeouts, 15 walks. Though he did pitch earlier in this series, went one inning with no walks or strikeouts. First pitch is check swing through the zone for strike one. Josh Rivera behind in the count now. Artiles was injured for much of the month of May. Coming back this series is the 0-1 line right to second. A leaping grab from Jake Fox puts it away for out number one. Fox waited back on that one until it got to his glove and a leap and a grab to rob Rivera of a base hit. Back to the top of the order now, Rivertown. That's from the left-hand side. takes the ball down and in to open up his third at-bat, 0-2 on the afternoon. Peralta over at first, pulled all the way behind the bag. The 1-0. Paints the outside corner, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Artiles into the motion. And it's slapped foul and out of play. And Artiles ahead in the count, 1-2. As we mentioned, Town had that double toward the end of the first game of the series that broke the no-hitter. He would eventually come around to score the only run of the game for the Fireflies as Artiles' pitch is up high, ball two. Two-two. Grounded over towards second. Fox ranges back to the outfield and fires on to Peralta for out number one. Already two away here in the top of the sixth. The Hillcats trying to come away victorious in a series where their bats have just kind of gone stale. Omar Hernandez now into the box. 1-2 on the day. First pitch from Artiles. Outside with the breaking ball, ball one. That one finds the zone. One ball, one strike. Hernandez batting 212. In the two-hole today. Takes again outside with the fastball. Two balls and one strike. Kind of shocked that Will Dion didn't come back out there for another inning. But Artiles trying to go 1-2-3. Just misses the outside black. Three balls and one strike. A 3-1 pitch. Check swing on a good strong fastball down in the zone. And the count is now full. So Artiles, with nobody on and two away, goes into motion for the payoff pitch and fires it just down and away. And Hernandez works a walk here. Artiles is now tied for the team lead in walks with 16 with Trenton Denholm. As Guillermo Quintana into the box now. First pitch up high, ball one. Hernandez stole second back in the first on that failed pickoff move. So he might be looking to run here, trying to read up the motion of Artiles. Works out of the stretch here. Runner holds the pitch. Down low, ball two. Hillcats leading 2-0. As we approach the later innings. Hernandez over at first. Quintana at the dish. This one way outside. Three balls and no strikes. And Victor Planchart will now go to the mound to have some words with his reliever. Hillcats wearing their bright green jerseys today with the teal lettering and white numerals. Fireflies in their all grays with the navy blue sleeves and navy blue numerals. That neon yellow outline. The 3-0. Quintana takes all the way on a fastball into the zone. Three-one pitch. Hunter fakes towards second as it's fouled away and the count runs full. And Quintana gave a look of frustration as he watched that one fly into the skyboxes. Knew he had one to drive. Now Artiles, strike away from getting out of it. Payoff pitch. Runner will be off. Pitch is high, ball four. So back-to-back walks here has moved the runner into scoring position for Carter Jensen. As Kevin Arminio will now make his first trip to the mound of the night. As he'll call the whole infield in for a conversation. Really haven't seen much of him this series, which speaks for the Hillcats pitching, which in essence has been incredible. The bats have been so silent that a couple low-scoring affairs have gone in favor of the Fireflies. But not to take away from this pitching staff. As they have been marvelous for most of the games. They have not allowed more than three runs in a ball game this series. The only time that happened was Friday night in that weather-shortened game. They lost 3-1. Otherwise, it's been 1-2-0-2, and then today, currently at 0. Runners on first and second. Two away here in the top of the sixth. Renny Artiles trying to work out of a jam. First pitch to Carter Jensen. Outside for ball one. Peralta directly behind the bag at first. 1-0. In the dirt, good job by Plantshark to keep that in front. And Artiles is still struggling to find the zone here. Be Hernandez at second, Quintana at first. There's been a group of birds floating around the netting here behind home plate. 2-0. Outside, three balls and no strikes. As these birds continue to float back and forth behind the dish and in front of my line of sight. So two on, two away, the 3-0 pitch from Artiles. And he walks them. Four straight pitches, and the bases are loaded. That'll bring up Gary Camarillo, who is 0 for 2, but we saw some pop a couple nights ago when he hit a home run over the scoreboard. So they're going to leave it up to Artiles to try to work out of this jam that he's created. Are loaded, and he has not allowed a hit in this inning. Pitch here to Camarillo, up high, ball one. And Artiles really struggling here to pump one into the zone. Good job by the Fireflies to not chase. The 1-0. Missing high again, two balls, no strikes. Nowhere to put him. So you have to attack him here. If you walk him, a runner scores. There is some action going on in the Hillcats bullpen, the 2-0. Driven into left field, that might have just helped him out as Burgos charges in and puts it away for out number three. That one was high, but Camarillo went up and reached for it, and is retired for the final out of the sixth. The Fireflies threaten there, but cannot score, As Artiles works out of the jam, we head to the bottom half of the sixth. Hillcats leading 2-0. Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So, check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required, and availability is limited. We're ready when you're ready. Check Lynchburg first. Celebrate your birthday at the ballpark this summer and enjoy a happy birthday message on the video board, an autographed baseball, a visit from Southpaw, and more. To learn more and book your party, go to Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Birthdays at the ballpark are proudly presented by Blanchett and Bates Family Orthodontics.
The 2022 Lynchburg Hillcats live here. Now back to Bank of the James Stadium.
Oh, man. Oh. This mid-inning game is not going well as he runs into the table and gets the prize pack. Oh, welcome back into Bank of the James Stadium. As the Hillcats lead 2-0. I know we don't put the games on our MILB.TV stream, but for those of you who are not in the ballpark right now, they did the blindfold game where the kid has to follow the cheers of the crowd and try to determine where the prize pack is located. And I was writing something down in my notes, and I look up, and he's walking in front of the pitcher as he's doing his warm-ups. And the umpire is looking at him like, son, where are you going? And Andre had to run out there and corral him with the blindfold still on. First pitch here to Jake Fox in there for a called strike. And then, as he was returning back toward foul territory, he almost fell over the railing into the Hillcats dugout. Big cut from Fox, 0-2. So a rough round for the kid playing the game, but he ended up walking away with the prize pack. The 0-2 rounded softly down the first baseline, and it rolls back toward fair territory. And Quintana had originally laid off of it, but it hit the grass and curved back in toward fair. And Fox recognized it and hustled. And Quintana got there before it hit the line. Count remains 0-2. Otherwise, Fox probably would have beaten that out, as everyone had just kind of stalled. No balls and two strikes. Rounded over towards second. Gloved by Florentino. Flipped on to first for out number one. And Jake Fox is retired to open up the sixth inning. That'll bring up Jorge Burgos. 0 for 1 on the day. He had a walk back in the second when he came around and scored. Burgos bats from the left-hand side. He takes a strike to open up the at-bat. Jack Aldrich still on Fireflies for another inning of work. The 0-1. Right at it, drilled him. Breaking ball had him dropping as Burgos did everything he could to get out of the way of that. But that ball just came right at the helmet every time he tried to move out of the way. And he'll take his bag. That's why they wear helmets. Only 82 miles an hour, nothing malicious. Two nights ago, that might have drawn the benches out. But tonight, everyone remaining calm so far. Don't want to jinx that. As Isaiah Green steps into the box with the runner aboard here. As he watches a pitch on the outside corner for strike one. Burgos leads off first. The lefty takes a look at the bag. Now fires. Green chops it over between third and short and into left field for a base hit. Only the fourth hit of the night for the Hillcats. Now they have a runner in scoring position with only one away. That'll bring up Victor Planchart, who has two of those Hillcat hits. Last night's hero. Picking up where he left off last night. With two singles, one to right field and one to left field. He does have an RBI as well. Love to pick up another one here. Pardon me, he does not have an RBI as they held the runner at third. Down low, 1-0. As Hernandez will now step in front of home plate to issue some instructions to the infield as they are trying to draw that double play from the bat of Planchart. The 1-0. Slider catches the inside corner, 1-1. Runner on second and first, one away. 1-1. Rounded sharply foul. And it'll be one ball and two strikes. So Planchart, who has two walk-offs on the season, trying to drive home that runner from second here to extend this Hillcats lead with a much-needed insurance run. Check of second, the 1-2. Tries to wrap around the outside corner, but just missing. Two balls and two strikes. The 2-2 now. Fouled away, and Planchart stays alive. Good battle brewing here. As the Hillcats try to creep back to a half game out of first place. Now the 2-2 again. Fouled away, and Victor Planchart continues to fight. ...1,186 on hand this afternoon. A solid crowd for a day where kids eat free. First 100 kids got a voucher for a free meal. Now the 2-2 once more. Foul tipped into the glove for out number two. So Victor Planchart goes down swinging. And it'll be up to Richard Paz to drive in that runner from second. No Cats still only have four hits. Fireflies with one so far. But they did threaten in that last inning with the bases loaded. And so two runs is not a safe score right now. Paz swings at the first pitch. And fouls it into the glove for strike one. Wind blowing straight away now. The 0-1. Slider catches the zone, 0-2. No balls, two strikes, two aboard here with two away. The pitch from Aldrich. Got him looking. And Richard Paz kept the bat on his shoulder. Got fooled by two straight sliders. And the Hillcats leave runners stranded on first and second to end the inning. We head to the seventh, though. Hillcats do lead 2-0. We'll be right back with the final three innings right after this. Quick timeout. Hey there, Hillcats fans. The Guardians' future is here with MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Hillcats on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games, from over 100 minor league baseball teams, live or on demand. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code HILLCATS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Hola fanático, mi nombre es Elvis Jerez y estás escuchando al Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium. Once again, my name is Jason Prill. Hillcats leading 2-0 as Renny Artiles back on the mound to start the seventh after walking the bases loaded with two away and then getting out of it. So he has surpassed Trenton Denholm for the team lead in walks as we approach the final three innings. Eric Pena now to the dish, 0-for-2 with two strikeouts here this afternoon. So Artiles fires, and squaring around a bunt was Pena, but he pulled it back on a pitch in the zone for strike one. If you're tuning in, make sure to tweet at us, LYN Hillcats on Twitter. Love to hear from you. And where you're tuning in from, the 0-1. Outside, 1-1. This one hung up there, and Pena gave it a jolt. Going back is Green. With his back up against the wall, he puts it away for out number one. It looked like maybe Pena was just a split second early. And just couldn't get enough power on it as Artiles left that one hanging. And I think he knows he missed it. As Daniel Vasquez now steps into the box. With one away. Another low-scoring ball game in Lynchburg. Grounded over toward third, ranging back is Valdez. Throw onto first, a three-hopper. A good job for Peralta to stay with it as that one basically rolled to the bag for out number two. That'll bring up Omar Florentino. 0-for-2 as well. Firefly still looking for that second hit. The pitch. Tried to go with the changeup, but sailed it. One ball, no strikes. The 1-0. Bounced it in front of home plate. Two balls, no strikes. Sunny skies still here in Lynchburg as the clouds continue to pull apart. 2-0. Three balls, no strikes as he missed down and away. But any sort of cloud cover that may have been here earlier is now past. The 3-0 in there for a called strike. 3-1. Now the pitch. Tried to go upstairs and get him to chase, but Florentino works a walk here. So once again, a two-out walk keeps the inning alive for the Fireflies. Artiles has been playing with fire with two outs since he came in the sixth. Will Dion still in line for the W, as long as the score holds, after he went five innings of one-hit baseball. Pickoff move toward first, the runner back. Standing. Rivera bats from the right-hand side, was robbed of a base hit And the leaping grab from Jake Fox in his last at-bat as another pitch sails from Artiles, and it's two balls and no strikes. Or excuse me, 1-0. Now it's two balls and no strikes as he goes up high again. Quick look in. Now he comes set. Trying to get that third out. Pitch to Rivera. Up high again. The throw down to first. The snap throw. Almost in time as Peralta had charged the bag. Almost caught Florentino napping, but he was back with a dive. And it's 3-0. Artiles on the verge of walking his fifth batter. Pitch finds the zone for a called strike. Now the 3-1 with two away. Runner holds, fouled back to the screen, and the count runs full. So Artiles trying to get out of this inning, maintaining that 2-0 lead for the Hillcats and avoid a similar situation to what he found himself in last inning. A payoff pitch. Runner goes. Outside corner, and Artiles walked off the mound as if it was strike three. But the umpire kept his arms down to the side for ball four. And that'll draw out Omar Santos to have a talk with his right-hander. As the bullpen gate has not flinged open, but now it does. As we will have a new pitcher. And I believe that'll be Davis Sharp, but we'll double check in a moment. And so when we come back, we'll meet the new pitcher. Hillcats leading 2-0. Don't go anywhere. More baseball coming up after this.
Catch all the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats mini plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcats ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats mini plans.
Become a member of Southpaw's Free Kids Club today and receive free access to select Hillcats home games, special member-only events, and lots of other fun benefits. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more. Southpaw's Free Kids Club is proudly presented by Lynchburg Dental Center.
Hey fans, this is Zach Pele, right-handed pitcher, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium as runners on first and second with two away in the top of the seventh inning. Davis Sharp now on in relief for Renny Artiles, who goes 1 2/3 innings with five walks and no strikeouts. And all of those walks were those deadly two-out walks. He loaded the bases in the sixth and now has walked them first and second here in the seventh. Sharp making his 13th appearance. Just over 20 innings pitched. A 3-2 record with 1.33 ERA. 32 strikeouts and 3 walks. When he pitched earlier this series against Columbia, he went 1 1/3, giving up 2 hits, no runs, no walks, and 3 strikeouts. So Rivertown now to try to bring that runner home from second with two away in the top of the seventh. Sharp takes a look at second, now fires and catches the outside corner for a called strike with a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. He works fastball, cutter, slider, splitter. As the 0-1.
lined into left field, a base hit. The runner being waved around. Fergo's charging. He comes up firing toward home, and the run will score with a slide. And it's a one-run ball game here in the seventh. That run will be charged to Artiles as Rivertown drives in a base runner here with two away. And when you play with fire, you're bound to get burned. And the Hillcats got burned there after the five walks from Renny Artiles. Omar Hernandez now to the dish. With runners still on first and second, and two away. He comes swinging and fouls it away for strike one. Catch shading him over toward third. Now the 0-1. Fouled away again, this time on the slider. 0-2. One-run ball game here in the seventh. Bats have been quiet throughout, but the Fireflies are threatening to tie this one up, if not take the lead on a hit to the gap. Two-strike pitch from Davis Sharp. Swung on and missed, and he gets out of it. Kicks some dirt off the mound and heads to the dugout as the Hillcats dodge massive trouble there by only allowing one. We head to the bottom half of the inning, Hillcats leading 2-1. If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the four Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today. Catch all the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats Mini Plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcats ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats mini plans.
Hey fans, this is right-handed pitcher Reed Johnston, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium as we head to the bottom half of the seventh inning, a one-run ball game. As all of these games have been close in this series, Hillcats trying to remain a half game out of first place as we creep closer toward that mid-season mark. In the Carolina League, whoever has the best record from the North and South divisions at that midway point, clinch a postseason berth. And so the North Division, top four teams, only separated by 5 games. Whereas in the South, it's basically a battle between Myrtle Beach and Charleston as they are separated by a game. Wilfrey Peralta will now step into the box. He takes down low from Jack Aldrich for ball one. So unlike in Major League Baseball, where you could argue that these middle-of-the-season games don't mean much, they do. This pitch in there for a called strike, and I'm a firm believer that all 162 matter in Major League Baseball. Probably be considered more of a baseball purist. That's the 1-1. Lined up the middle, that'll be a base hit for Wilfrey Peralta. The Hillcats will have their leadoff runner aboard for just the second time here this afternoon. Last time it happened, they came all the way around to score in the second. There are a few that argue that some of these May, June, and July games really don't have as much importance in the grand scheme of things. But I would argue otherwise when you look at the final standings, when they're separated by a game or two. These matter. Rango squares around, tries to bunt it down the first base side. He fouls it away for strike one. Third baseman pulled in very tight toward third. Peralta at first. Durango swings this time. Lifts it into right center field. Charging hard is Pena. And it will drop in front of him for a base hit. Pena had a long run as it was hit off the handle of the bat of Luis Durango. And back-to-back singles here in the seventh have two runners on. And one of them in scoring position with nobody away here for the top of the order. As Jack Aldrich will now try to work out of a jam. There is an arm warming up in the Fireflies bullpen. As it looks like Duari Cabrera getting loose. Valdez 0 for 3. With the corners pinched in. He squares around and pulls back on one down low. One ball, no strikes. So an attempt at small ball here for the Hillcats to move both of these runners into scoring position. The 1-0. Not bunting this time as he takes inside ball two. Tony Pena Jr. on the top step of that dugout. Trying to make sure this doesn't get out of hand. As there's nobody out here in the bottom half of the seventh. 2-0. He grounds it over towards second. Softly hit. Turn towards second. Fires on to first. A double play. And so any momentum that the Hillcats had to start the inning has all but faded here. As the 4-6-3 double play. Now puts a runner on third with two outs. Ryan Frias now at the dish to try to bring that runner home from third. He watches a slider in there for a called strike. Frias is 0 for 2 with a walk in the third. He got caught stealing as he left on first movement. 0-1. Foul tipped into the glove. Frias wanted that one on the fastball, and it's 0-2. One-run ball game here in the bottom of the seventh. One on, two away, the two-strike pitch from Aldrich. Rounded sharply foul, and they'll reset. Frias, as we mentioned earlier, scored the winning run. He was placed on second to begin the 11th last night. The 0-2. Hops it high on the infield, slams his bat down in disgust. Florentino puts it away for out number three. So the Hillcats continue to struggle to move those runners around as the inning is over. In a one-run ball game, Davis Sharp will return for the eighth right after we step aside for a quick timeout. You're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With two Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Become a member of Southpaw's Free Kids Club today and receive free access to select Hillcats home games, special member-only events, and lots of other fun benefits. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more. Southpaw's Free Kids Club is proudly presented by Lynchburg Dental Center.
Hey fans, this is right-hand pitcher Jake Miller, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Davis Sharp back out here for the eighth inning after he replaced Rennie Ardiles, who walked five and ended up giving up a run after Davis Sharp gave up the single in the seventh. But a tight ball game here as the Hillcats scored their two runs in the second inning. Then have been held scoreless since. Once again, a lot of zeros on that scoreboard out in left field. As Guillermo Quintana will step in from the right-hand side. He's walked twice in three appearances. Swings out the first pitch and pops it up. Frias ranges back into shallow left center and puts it away at his shoulder for out number one. That'll bring up Carter Jensen. Jensen walked in the sixth, but has yet to pick up a hit here this evening. Had three strikeouts last night, along with a run scored. He takes down low for ball one. Clouds beginning to return over Bank of the James Stadium as the shadow creeps over the infield. In there for a called strike, 1-1. Thankfully, no rain today. So we had battled it for most of the first half of this series, trying to get games in the 1-1. A slider catching the zone, 1-2. Clear skies, no rain in the forecast the past few days. Obviously, our thoughts and prayers go out to those who were impacted by the tornadoes in and around the Lynchburg area 2 days ago. 1-2. This one fouled away, and the count will remain 1-2. One away here in the eighth. The 1-2 pitch from Davis Sharp. Down low. And it's 2-2. Went with the changeup there. Maybe the cutter. But it's 2-2. The pitch. This one driven down the right field line. But well foul. Jensen gave it a jolt. But out of play. Now the 2-2 from Davis Sharp. Goes back with that slider. Misses inside and the count runs full. Sharp fires the payoff pitch. Swung on and missed. And Jensen is retired for out number two. Big strikeout there for Davis Sharp, as that'll bring up Gary Camarillo, who left the bases loaded in the sixth when he lined out to left field on a 2-0 pitch, which probably saved Renny Artiles from what could have been more troubles. That pitch was up high. Slider finds the bottom of the zone for strike one. Kind of shocked that he swung at anything without taking a strike. I guess his eyes just widened. The 0-1 popped up on the infield again. Fox and Frias both ranging over. And Frias will call everyone off and put it away to the left of second. So Sharp works 1-2-3 in the eighth. And the Fireflies will have one more chance to tie things up or take the lead. But first, the Hillcats will look to add some insurance. Fox Burgos Green in the bottom of the eighth when we return right after this timeout.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit CommonwealthGames.org.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
From Bank of the James.